In our series of God Cares for You, we have determined that God cares for us by creating us and knowing us. Today, we will talk about God caring for us through His love for us. What was God's greatest demonstration of love for us? Let's look in 1 John 4, 9 through 10. It says, "In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." In these verses, the word manifest means to make apparent. So God's love has made apparent to us by, it was made apparent to us by sending His Son to die for our sins. Where it says that He sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins simply means that His Son paid the price for our sins. Most of you know the verse, John 3:16, but let's just go back and remind ourselves of that verse. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life." What a precious, precious verse that is for us. What did God's love for us cause Him to do? What did God's love for us cause Him to do? It caused Him to send His Son. What does it mean that God gave His Son? It means that they were together. He sent His Son. He sacrificed Him. And He yielded Him for our sins. How can a person receive eternal life? They can believe in Jesus, God's Son. There's more in-depth conversation on this that we'll share later. But the first thing we have to do is believe in Jesus. Let's go to John 10 and verses 9 through 16. In this passage, Jesus compares His love and concern for us to the love and concern of a shepherd for his sheep. So let's read it. John 10, 9 through 16 says, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep, and I have other sheep that are not of this fold, I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd." According to this passage, what are some of the things He wants to give you and me? Well, in verses 9 and 10, let's just go back and refresh. "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved." So He wants to give us salvation. And in that same verse, if you keep going, it says, "He will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." Well, finding pasture means that He will provide food for us. He will provide protection for us. And in verse 10, it says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." So the things that He wants to give us from these verses are some of the things are salvation, food and protection, life and life abundant. Life eternal, life with Him. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. So let's offer a prayer of thanks to our Lord for the things we listed just now that God wants to give us and has given us. Father, we thank you that you give us your word and that you show us in your word that you want to give us salvation. You want to give us pasture where we find food and protection. You want to give us life. Life in you, life eternal. And you want to give us abundant life, Father. Help us, God, to receive that. Help us to be open to your gifts. Thank you so much for your Son who died for our sins. Thank you so much for sending him, for sacrificing him, for yielding him, for giving him to us. Thank you for your many blessings, Father. Thank you for family that we'll be gathering with, or either maybe not being with them, but speaking with them on the phone tomorrow. We pray, God, that you would help us to be a light for you during this Thanksgiving day. And that if we have loved ones that don't know you yet, that don't have salvation and life abundant in you, I pray, Father, that you would give us the wisdom, the words, the courage to share that with them tomorrow for Thanksgiving. We love you, Father, and we thank you for all that you do and are for us. In your precious name we pray. I hope you all have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.